The feds have charged 26 people, including some former college basketball players, with trying to fix games as part of a sports betting scandal. 15 of them played for Division I schools as recently as last season. It's just the latest betting and point-shaving scandal in the sports world. We talked with attorney, former federal prosecutor Marissa Darden, who's represented athletes in sports betting cases.
Part of the allegations in this indictment suggests that these players and these institutions were directly targeted in part because they knew that the money that they were offering these students would have exceeded their opportunities in the NIL market. Everybody's flush now with cash, the way that the transfer portal works and the NIL system works. Money is a huge commodity and a problem in the college sports in a way that's so different than professional athletics. And they're going to have a really hard time controlling this if they know or are exposing an idea that people who want to game the system can go directly to students and offer them tens of thousands of dollars to fix games.
She says, while money, of course, is the driving factor, there's more to it than that.
I'm the daughter of a professional athlete. My father played for the Cleveland Browns for 10 years back in the day. And, you know, talking to him about this, the difference between 30 years ago and now is obviously access to information, but also the pressure and the lack of independence. If you have been groomed since a young age to be a superstar in your sport, and you go to, you know, even a division one, two, or three college to play that sport, it's not just you, right? You're carrying your parents, your friends, sometimes other family members. The pressure now to have an agent and a financial advisor early is also part of the thought process. And so sometimes it's not just about the game. It's about being the person who's going to lift your family out of poverty or, you know, create opportunities for the folks that are around you. And that pressure is applied younger and younger as we move forward in the sports. It's not enough to just say it's about the money. It's about money, but it's also about money right now, right? We've asked these athletes to make some sacrifices, particularly in football, but also in basketball and baseball, if you go to college to play and to chew multi-million dollar contracts for some extended period of time. And if the money and those opportunities and that pressure combine to create a really difficult environment to get these kids to say no.
Okay, so what do we do? How do we fix things?
Any consumer watching sports is constantly reminded through commercials and other partnerships that sports betting goes hand in hand with sports now. I just don't know how to put it back in the bag.
Attorney, former federal prosecutor, former athlete Marissa Darden says maybe additional revenue sharing plans can help reduce the risk at the college level.